Hi, this is Philip Battle with SSTI. The following recording is an interview with Peter Longo, President and Executive Director of Connecticut Innovations. Connecticut Innovations' Eli Whitney Fund was the recipient of the 2007 Excellence in TBET Award in the category Increasing Access to Capital. I asked him to describe the type of assistance provided by the Eli Whitney Fund.
Basically, entrepreneurs and companies come to us through many different sources from our network. But typically when we meet with an entrepreneur and they explain what they're trying to do, and the first step is they provide us with an executive summary if they do have one. And after that, we would review the executive summary to see whether or not it fits our criteria. And assuming that it fits our criteria, we'd begin working with the company and doing due diligence, evaluating their technology, their market, and their competitive landscape in particular, as well as evaluating the entrepreneurs involved with the opportunity as well. Once that process is completed, they would come and make a presentation to the full investment team, who would then have the ability to decide as a group whether or not to move forward or not. Once the investment team agrees to move forward, the next step in the process would be to begin developing a term sheet, which would lay out the terms under which Connecticut Innovations, through its Eli Whitney Fund, would be willing to invest in the company. And once that is agreed to, we go to our investment committee, at which time the investment committee gives us a thumbs up or thumbs down, and then after that we would move towards closing on the terms that we've agreed to.
I saw that you, in recent years, you've put together, as you mentioned, the pre-seed and the seed fund that I think is funded out of proceeds from the original fund?
Yes. We're an evergreen fund, so all of our returns are recycled into investments in programs that we administer at Connecticut Innovations. And we allocated $1 million to our pre-seed program last year and $4 million to our seed programs last year. And we developed these programs as a way to accelerate the growth of innovation within Connecticut. So the pre-seed program is working with people at the very earliest stages, helping them develop their business plans, helping them develop their intellectual property strategies, helping them attain patents, licenses, and so forth, to help get them ready to the point of where they would be able to raise the friends and family and seed capital round. And the seed capital program is really the next step. So we have a program and a fund for that purpose as well, to help get companies ready for their Series A. So we basically have a family of products along the life cycle that we're able to offer entrepreneurs in Connecticut.
There was a lot in the that we've heard about Connecticut Innovations instituting private sector practices that have really made the difference for the program being successful. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure. I guess first and foremost, it comes down to the philosophy of the kind of staff we're trying to attract. We're really trying to attract those individuals that are, you know, the best and brightest that we can attract based upon some of the restrictions we have being a state entity. But the real thing we're trying to do is operate, act, think like a private VC would. You know, with that said, you know, clearly we have a double bottom line of obviously making a return on our investment, but in addition, creating jobs and opportunities within the state of Connecticut. So I think what has made us successful is how we think, how we operate, and how we behave. Applying those private sector practices really helps us not necessarily invest money in companies we don't think has a chance of success. You know, we really don't try to swing for the fences. We try to invest in companies that generally are going to make it, and maybe they're not going to return 20 times your investment, but maybe they're going to return 5-6 times your investment, which would be a pretty adequate return for the risk we take. So we really try to operate and act and think like a private VC would.
you guys have been very successful in continuing to, you turn profits from the fund to keep it self-sustaining. And we hear quite a bit about other programs, similar programs, trying to make the same jump to self-sustainability and haven't done it. So can you offer any insight into what's made it possible for the Eli Whitney Fund to do that?
Yeah, I actually think the biggest thing is time and patience. We've been operating, this is our 20th year that we've been operating as Connecticut Innovations. We came out of a predecessor corporation, but it does take time and patience. It took us some time to get there. And we also had the good fortune of being involved in some companies that had successful IPOs and returned substantial sums of money to us to help support the operations during the time when the public markets were really taking off. It really comes down to how we operate as well. I mean, we're active investors. We really try to attract investment managers that have a real deep understanding and belief in the mission and what we're doing and have the expertise to help these companies. We also like to think, act, and operate like our private VC friends in how we evaluate opportunities and determining when to cut your losses. That's an important component to understand, is cutting your losses and not putting good money after bad. The other thing that we really do is we like to partner and leverage our dollars with other venture capitalists. So if we're investing in an opportunity that other VCs at some point in time won't invest in, then we're not necessarily investing in those businesses that are going to be sustainable over time. And I guess lastly, even though we are a quasi-public entity, we really don't allow political influence to influence our business decisions. And I think that's an important factor that needs to be understood both at the legislative level as well as the executive branch level within a state, that really they need to leave these entities alone and let them do their thing and not necessarily thrust them into invest in companies that won't be sustainable just because of other relationships.
How have you guys been so successful in hiring people who from the private sector venture capital market to work for you?
Well, I mean, believe me, it's not easy. We actually have a pretty diverse staff. We've been fortunate. We have some individuals that are that have been successful in their careers, and this is sort of a second career for them. So they've already sort of developed to the point where they're looking to give back to society. And then we have another group of people that are that have been successful in their own rights, looking to get into the venture field and come here to learn how the venture business operates. And generally, those people have actually stuck around. Because once they get here, they get hooked on what we do and how, we're able to help these companies be successful. We clearly don't have the same kind of compensation structure as our private VCs would, but it's important to, try to create as much incentives as you can for performance-based kinds of situations. So, we do have some programs that we have that are performance-based to help when CI is successful to help share some of those rewards with the employees, although it's not near what private sector would be. So we have a combination of things that attract people to us.